Could you explain to us a little bit more about the theology of the Syriac tradition?
That's quite a big question. Because it depends, it's rather like asking about the theology of Thomas Aquinas or something, but a whole tradition is. Well, it depends which area of theology, and the Syriac tradition is the only tradition that combines three different Christologies, and that's why there's the ecclesiastical division between the Chalcedonian branch, which is very small of the Syriac tradition, and the non-Chalcedonian branches, the Church of the East and the Orient Orthodox. And it's only in Syriac that you've got actually texts from all three sides. So from that point of view, it's very important from the point of view of modern ecumenical dialogue, because it's only when one studies all three that you can see roughly what's gone wrong.
Yes.
And basically it's due to different people understanding two ambiguous terms in completely different ways, and nature and hypostasis. And once you realise what's happening, you can see that each side is being perfectly orthodox in the small O on their understanding of the terms, and the other sides are often horribly heretical. But once, what has quickly come to the light in modern dialogue on Christology is that it is this misunderstanding. In the past, in the heat of the controversies, people didn't as well step outside their own position and see what do these other people really think about these terms and how do they understand them. And it's only us with hindsight, and so we can be a bit more dispassionate about it all, that we can see that under the surface of verbal differences in formulations about Christology, we're all trying to say the same thing.
Mm.
And after all, it's a mystery, and one can't only express it in one way, which I think, and that's one of the good things about, since it's happened, the division has happened, one of the good things is it indicates that it's hopeless to try and say there's one formula that is correct. There are many formulas which are correct. And so often in Christian tradition, people have said it's either one or the other, when in fact it's both.
Sebastian, one of the things that John Main, our teacher, says is that there's only one prayer, and that is the prayer of Jesus, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We enter into prayer, we're entering into this prayer of Jesus, and that is pure prayer. Obviously,
yes,
that has difficult ecumenical implications.
No, not necessarily.
No. How would you comment on that? Would you say there's one way of looking at pure prayer that actually is?
Well, I think if the prayer is truly pure, then it is the prayer of Jesus.
Yeah.
Because, as you say, that's very high level, and it is a very high or profound level.
Yeah.
It's actually not the individual who's praying; it's Christ or the Spirit of Christ praying within them,
Spirit relates to God. Paul saying, "No longer it's I, but Christ in me."
Yes, yes. Isaac of Syrian has quite a striking phrase. He says, "At a certain point in pure prayer, prayer is cut off." And what he means, I think, is that the human input on the individual's part comes to an end because the Spirit is taking over.
And that actually relates to what...
Very similar to what
you were saying about Ruach.
Yes.
Yes.
At this level, yeah.
Mm.
And here it's the human has no control at all.
Yes.
Yeah. And we would want to say that in contemplative prayer that we can do quite a bit of preparation, groundwork, digging as it were, but in the end it's the Spirit of God that takes us.
Yes, yes, but the groundwork is essential. I mean, the polishing of the mirror is essential. Yeah. But one thing that's worth mentioning is in writers like Isaac the Syrian, he's very emphatic that the interior prayer and the work the interior prayer must also be accompanied, as it were, by the body's prayer. So the body is very important in the process of praying. So that the body
by
must...
By the body, are you then talking about your elbow grease?
No, you're talking about the reverent attitude of the body. So the so you shouldn't be slouched. You can't be slouched in prayer. That would be a contradiction in terms to Isaac.